The terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo, BAM.
Oh.
You sound more like Phil, I think.
Yeah.
Do people ever think you're Phil?
I don't know. Maybe. This is Radio Phil.
That would be fun.
Poof, come here.
Radio.
Yeah, Radio Phil would be fun. I should have brought him up here with me.
Yeah. He's never seen this place, I don't think. Yeah, I don't remember him in here. We're at my studio. And Bam is in L.A. Or is he?
I just saw some video of him and Kat playing some piano.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Was that like a song, or you think they wrote that?
Yeah, they just made it up on the spot, I think. I
thought they were about to play like Chopsticks or something.
Yeah.
How's that go, Matt?
The Christmas song?
No, Chopsticks, that song everyone plays on piano. Like, oh. Where one person sits on one end of the piano and then the other... Oh.
I can play that with both hands.
Which part were you playing? The low part or the high part?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what's the one that's good?
Yeah, that one. That's like the entertainer.
I don't know, but why does everyone pick that to play?
Because it's easy. It's all white keys.
No, black.
That's racist.
Isn't it? Production says, come to Westchester. Why is production texting me from Westchester? Because he's living at Bam's house.
In a van down by the Hobbit.
Oh, no, he's living in the Hobbit hole.
Well, it's production's house now, not the Hobbit hole.
Ugh.
That sounds awesome.
I couldn't imagine...
Everybody should quit, and everyone, like, everyone should just move to Bam's.
Yeah, let's just all move in there.
I'll be there next week, probably.
The whole world should move to Bam's. I'm about to just sell my house and just...
I couldn't imagine going on a trip and there's just dudes at my house, you know?
Yeah, it's a dude fest.
Yeah, but it's like, there's just people at your house when you're away on a trip.
I can see how that could be cool, though. Like, you get home and, like, you see the people there and wonder what they're up to. Like, if they're motivating and maybe...
I mean, at least they feed the cats.
Yeah.
You know
like, there's stuff going on. I mean, if it was kind of lame, I guess.
Oof could feed the fucking cats.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up with Bam and rap? Why is he like rap now? I remember when he would never listen to rap.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is he into like
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about it. I just found out 5 minutes ago from you guys that he's living there.
I don't mind rap when I'm not listening to it.
Yeah, I like older rap.
I don't mind it when it's not on.
Like, put on,
no,
like,
I mean, when it is on.
An old, like Ice Cube or Wu-Tang record or something, I can deal with that.
Ice Cube?
Yeah, or like Wu-Tang, you know?
Yeah, but you're from that generation.
Yeah,
I was from, like, when Run DMC and shit and all that, and, like, that wore out quick.
It just seems like all the beats sound the same now. You know what I mean?
I think I'm from more, like, gangsta rap era.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the Chronic, Coolio, dude. I liked the Chronic when it came out. Like, my buddy had
that
the Chronic.
That has cool production.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's got good production. There's a lot of good production in rap music. That's why I would listen to it. But I never pay attention to a fucking word they're saying.
The worst was like the Puff Daddy era or P. Diddy or whatever the hell he's called. Where he would just take like a classic David Bowie song or something and then talk over it. I'm like... What is this? Like, all you do is just take a hit song from the 80s and then just, like, you're like, yeah, what's up? You know? Like, shit. Like, it's like Heroes or something by David Bowie. He's just like, oh, yeah. Like, over it. Like, anybody could do that.
The Police song, they did that, too.
Yeah.
Padiddy.
I this is a true story. I almost ran him over one night.
Really?
P. Diddy?
Maxima. Yep. I could have rid the world of P. Diddy.
I kind of like him in some of the movies he's been in, though, actually.
What is it?
He's in a couple movies.
Oh, does he get him, he's to a great actor.
Oh. He's in that movie. I think he's a good actor. I like watching him.
Matt, girl works at a movie theater, so Matt sees all the movies. But how many times did you see Adam to the Greek?
I think I saw it twice.
Oh! Me and Bam hung with that guy, Jonah, from that movie.
Yeah, he's funny.
And he was talking about how P. Diddy called, like, he's like, come on, man, you gotta come over. And, like, Jonah was just like, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of, like, not, I'm just hanging in the trailer or whatever when they're filming. He's like, no, man, you gotta come to my house, blah, blah, blah. So he finally talked him into coming to his house. And he's like, all right, come to my house at, like, 7 o'clock or something. And they come in, and it was like a... like a waiting room, like a lobby, you know? Like, it's like, this is this dude's house, and he has, like, a receptionist there, and it's like, Mr. Combs is currently in the studio right now. You're going to have to wait and stuff. And he's like, he said he's waiting, and it was just so uncomfortable. And then, like, he finally was like, Mr. Combs will see you now or whatever. And then, like, he's in the studio, like, working on something, like, and he's like, oh, hey, guys, you know? Like, it's, like, all forced and weird, he said. I didn't even recognize that guy, because I knew him from, like, Superbad and stuff, and now he's all skinny.
He did lose a lot of weight. He was really big in one of the movies. I think it was Get Him to the Creek, but it was...
Yeah, and, like, I didn't even...
He kind of looks like if you took, like, a turtle out of its shell and starved it. Like, yeah, he has that look after losing weight, like... Where he looks like he should have
body or just
he should have had a shell. Like, he looks like the turtle would if he took it out of the shell.
He's a really nice dude though, and he loves CK. He said he grew
Jonah?
Up on, yeah, he grew up on CKY videos. He said,
oh, "What did he eat them?"
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Why? He's fat. He was fat. He looks great now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a dude. Okay. However, did you see the when? What, Joaquin Phoenix went to P. Diddy's in the movie?
Nah.
You didn't see that movie yet?
No, you know what? I saw bits and pieces of it, but for some reason I didn't see that part.
Yeah, it was good.
That was the main part, was fucking him trying to impress P. Diddy.
Like, I missed that one.
You missed the whole movie then?
No, like, it's weird. Like, I caught, like, the first 20 minutes
I'm
of it.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Well, P. Diddy was being
is
cool.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Where is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, is he still doing shit?
He's probably trying to wear that shit down.
Yeah, I think it...
I liked it, but it's not for regular people. That's why CKY
fails. It didn't get the
fails.
Reaction he wanted, I think.
It's too artsy for most people.
Yeah.
And when you're a mainstream actor, you can't really take that kind of risk.
Yeah.
Once you've fucking done it, you just scare people away from doing that shit.
Yeah.
It's cool, but, like... I'm not buying shit. Yeah. You don't have to impress me, dude.
Dude, I got a letter from Verizon for illegally downloading a movie.
Really?
Oh, me too.
I was kind of stoked.
Me too.
Because they're doing something about it, at least. So, who knows?
What were you downloading?
Some movie for the kids.
I would download shit that I totally would never buy. You know what I was downloading that what? I got in trouble for? Bridesmaids.
Unrated.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think mine was like Kung Fu Panda 2 or something.
Yeah, man. I was like kind of nervous for a second.
Yeah, they're not. I mean,
it
but you
said,
know what?
Like,
they're going to do something, you know? It's like, I heard they're planning on like, you get a warning, they slow your internet down, and then they slow it down even more, and then if you still do it, then they like.
My shit is slow, dude.
Is
what
it?
The fuck?
Yeah,
who
well,
does
no,
that?
I
Verizon
don't...
claims unless they get a real full lawsuit, then they won't give them my name.
Right, right.
but if I mean... you're listening, I like the movie Bridesmaids, and see, I'm telling people on the radio this works.
Yeah.
If I get it for free, I see it, and I talk about it, and other people want to see it too now, if they haven't.
Yeah.
But I got it for free. Is it worth it? I mean, word of mouth? And that's why bands would do it. Well, it's like I say, you know, if you have intentions of going and playing gigs and getting them to buy other things,
yeah,
then you got to give them something.
Well, see, that's where they had to draw the line, I think, because it's like, okay, music, you get it for free now. Everybody's used to that. But, you know, bands can tour and sell T-shirts and blah, 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 but movies can't tour, movies can't sell T-shirts. And now books, like, people are downloading books and video games and stuff. So it's like,
I was about to download the Christopher Guest book.
Really? Oh, he has a book out?
It's about his movies. I don't know. Somebody
wrote really?
It. It's called Best in Show, I think. That's a movie, too. But I always wanted to be on set with Christopher Guest, and that's kind of what the book's about. I'll download it and let you know.
Abe got me a signed Spinal Tap Blu-ray from a party in L.A., man. I was pretty stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of them were there?
It was like Tony Hawk's party.
No, somebody left it on the seat.
No. It was like an auction for charity or something, and Abe paid like $50 for it or something. I can't remember.
That's not much.
Yeah.
You hear how much them oil demos are going for?
Yeah. $3,000 these days or something?
I mean, hell, Spinal Tap. F them, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a matter of who you're selling it to or who's downloading. Different fans, download more than others. So if you want to play the kind of music that gets downloaded a lot, you're probably pretty aware of it. I mean, if you're playing the other kind of music, then you probably don't have time to even sit on the internet and worry about it because you're busy playing pop.
Yeah. I mean,
rock music gets downloaded probably more than pop in the ratio, percentage wise,
for sure.
Versus the amount of fans.
The only, the kids stuff is what they push now because that's not getting downloaded as much as everything else. But it's like, I think it's going the way of subscription services and shit. Like Netflix for movies and Spotify for music, which sucks because you
Spotify, that shit's free.
Yeah, well,
I just put some shit up there. It's just like, it's cool, whatever, but it's up there.
But yeah, if you get 1,000 plays, I think you make $3.
You know how much we make from those digital jukeboxes around?
I just got my statement.
Yeah, I just got one. They won't even pay me because it's so little, they can't even make a check for that little. For the check costs way more than the amount of the check.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're sorry, it'll cost us too much. You'll owe us if we have to print a check.
There's 4 CKY songs on TouchTunes, and there was about 7,000 or 8,000 total plays, and I think I got
$6. These are those things at the bars or the restaurants.
Yeah, which you pay $1 for, but the artist gets half a penny or something.
We get 0.002 cents for every play, Jess.
And it's $1. I do that TouchTune thing every time I go to the bar.
Well, you're paying the band, at least you're paying one of the guys in the band, 0.002 cents.
You know how they do Occupy Wall Street and shit? We should form Occupy Touch Tunes.
Occupy the music industry. Occupy the fucking music industry.
Yeah.
Maybe, man. Maybe.
I mean, fuck. It's $1. It's $1 to play a song, and we get 0.0002 cents.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We don't get it. I'm accumulating enough 0.002s to be worthy of them writing a check.
So after a year or two, you'll get a $10 check.
Whatever the minimum that they can write a check for is hopefully what I'll get.
The stamp costs more than your check.
Yeah, that's why they won't send it to me. I'd owe them. Fucking music business is great, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I like how it's DIY now, though.
It's better now for art's sake, yeah.
It's when we started, you'd have to put all your records in stores and then everybody would take all the money. And now it's you can get it out there and you won't sell as much, but you'll make as much, you know? I don't know. It's weird. It's weird how it works.
Well, does it make you want to make music for the same reasons or different reasons?
Yeah.
You know, we cared more when it was more of a challenge, it seemed like, you know, it's harder.
Yeah.
But it seems like you got to put forth more of an effort.
Although,
the last CKY album, we had to put more effort in.
You guys were crazy with that. I mean, I'm glad that you went crazy with it, because it's a great record, but I couldn't believe it.
Well,
it got to the point where it was just, I couldn't even.
Because doing the work, feeling creative, kept me doing it for that reason, and rushing something wasn't important because I didn't miss fucking giving it to the fucking record label. That's not the fun part.
Yeah, it sucks.
Even though the work is hard as shit and it doesn't seem as fun while you're doing it, there's a reason why I would spend so much time on it is because I wanted to.
Yeah.
And fucking hanging out with record company dudes is not what I wanted to do, and that's what was next.
This is pretty cool about, like, today, man. We can mix a song, and then it could be, like...
You don't need them to
get your fans. As soon as you master
it,
it could be up tomorrow, you know?
And it is, yeah. We do that now. That's the intention. That's the whole goal here. My studio's up and running soon enough.
You know? The only problem I have with it is it seems like everybody has, like, decent enough equipment. So everybody has a pretty good sounding, you know, single or whatever, and then the value of recorded music kind of goes down because everybody...
Production isn't very popular to care about anymore. No one really... If it sounds good, it normally sounds better than it used to for anyone, so...
Well, that was the thing. When we first started, to get a good sounding album, you had to drop $20,000 or something, you know? And it was like nobody had a really good sounding album, and if you did, it was like, whoa, this sounds pro, you know? Now everybody's got Pro Tools on a laptop, so...
Yeah, the quality that you're able to record at home nowadays is so much better than what it used to be, you know? So...
So it's like the value of recorded music kind of declines because of that, because everybody's got...
But now it's more about the song, if it's a good song.
It should be about the song. It should be about, you know, the combination of players, the magic that happens for anyone when a good thing's made, you know, after talent. Sometimes it doesn't take talent, it just takes magic.
Yeah.
But sometimes the magic's right. You capture that shit, you can fucking put out shit every day if... You find magic every day. I don't fucking know.
It's pretty funny because it's like a lot of people are going back to like tape and stuff now just to do something different, you know? And like a friend of mine's band just recorded their album on tape, and I was like, so why'd you guys decide to go back to 2-inch? And the dude just goes, how many of your favorite albums were recorded on a computer? I was like, oh.
Seems like they're going back not only for that, but people are going back and releasing singles on iTunes. They used to release singles back in the day. That's how they did it.
Well, we were talking about that. You call it a single. A single used to be
iTunes,
you know, important because it was promoting something bigger.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no, I see what you're saying, Matt. It's going back to, like, the 50s and 60s because it's like... It was all about 45s and, you know, 7-inch albums, and like a full length was kind of weird. It was like, oh, a full length. But everyone had like their little box of 7-inch records, and that's what they had.
Right.
It's like, it's almost going back to that.
So people's attention spans back then were short.
Girls
too.
Have always liked the full length. Most girls.
They have all the pictures to look at. Yeah.
Oh, any boy. Girl, if there's a choice between a 7-inch and a 12-inch, they're going to put the 12-inch.
Yeah.
Because it's bigger and better.
And, you know, black.
Yeah, and it's black.
Well, I like them colored.
Yeah.
Colored vinyls.
Nobody wants white vinyl.
Matty J, now that you've been hanging around with one of Bam's roommates, that's what Cleveland calls him. Himself a roommate.
Yeah.
Bam's like, you ain't my fucking roommate. Fucking roommate. It's my fucking house.
Yeah. I remember when we were over there last time, like, I guess all this food got ate, and Boop's like, who ate all the food? Oh, yeah, like, those shipbird dudes were over. Like, I took a red Gatorade. That's all. And I didn't even drink the whole thing.
I think you're allowed to take that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
You're his brother. That's Cleveland.
Yeah, but, like, he made it sound like I, like, ate half a pizza or something, you know? Like,
who ate my macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Cleveland, he was so pissed off that Cleveland was eating his macaroni and cheese. Boof went out and got, like, 30 fucking cans of it. Still the same amount. I don't even think Bam likes macaroni and cheese. It's principle here.
Yeah, it's just the fact that he ate it.
Yeah, no, but he's been working out at the gym and getting his shit together. Bam gave him a lot of hell. Beats him up a lot. Didn't he kick the shit out of him the other day?
Really?
But he's singing well.
He's
right?
Going in a positive direction as far as that's concerned, yeah.
Matty J, the new band.
The new band, Hello Cleveland, yes.
You took the initiative. You saw that everybody was making fun of Cleveland, and Bam was calling him, like, you fat fucking piece of shit.
And Matty J plotted the revenge.
Well, it's good. I mean, they were saying that he needs to go in a positive direction, and what else? He's a really good singer, so why not you know, have a project for him, which happened to be something that is working out pretty well. And
it's very professional, Matt.
Very professional, yes.
Wow, so you have a very professional band.
You guys are
band.
Playing a ton of gigs, man.
We've got gigs, and we're doing the single releases on iTunes. And
do you play bass in that band?
I'm the producer, the bass player, the guitar player, and the keyboard player.
You're the John Paul Jones of Hello Cleveland.
John Paul Jones didn't produce Zeppelin.
No, like he's like switches. Last time I saw you guys, you're doing bass keys.
So how do you write songs, Matt, with Cleveland? What is this? Who starts the song out? And how does that happen?
Well, we actually were talking about how there is a sort of a formula. Cleveland either has a riff or he's got some vocal melody ideas, and then I'll sit down with him and basically we'll work it out and turn it into a song from there.
In front of each other, or you take the riff home and play like heavy metal guitar?
Yeah, we briefly.
He writes on an acoustic. Right,
yeah.
Cleveland.
Which, I'm very upset, actually. My acoustic guitar was at Bam's house, and somebody stole it. And it was like,
I really like that Bam's house.
I let Cleveland borrow it to write a song on, and I came back a couple days later, and he's like, I don't know where it is.
So, Matt, are you recording an album or what? With Cleveland?
No, we're doing it song by song, and maybe eventually we'll put some songs together on something, but...
Yeah, once you get enough singles.
Once we get enough singles.
Print a CD or
something.
Well, is it worth it to
vinyl.
Print it up, though?
A limited release vinyl or something.
You know what's cool?
What is the ratio, Jazz, for downloading on like iTunes versus CD sales?
I don't know, man. It's weird because CDs still kind of sell enough. It's still in that period where it's weird. Like, our B-Sides album sold more CDs than downloads, you know? And, like, I feel like I'm, like, getting older, and I'm still doing rock, and I'm like, you know, like, I'm getting old to be doing rock. And then I look at Lemmy, and I'm like, all right, I'm a fucking...
What are you going
to
do? Like,
I'm an infant compared to that dude.
What are you going to do instead of rock?
No, I mean, I don't know, you know, it's just, like...
What are you going to do? Jazz?
You can, like, mellow out a little, I guess, right?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
You could do whatever you want. You could always have done that, though.
But, like, most bands, have, like, their careers kind of age with them, you know? But not Lemmy. He's still fucking hell on earth. And he's
most
like
fans are reliving whatever their heyday was over and over and over again. Most bands. That's what popular bands... We're watching VH1 Classic right now.
Yeah.
And that's what most of these bands are doing.
Yeah.
They have the same haircuts as from when they were popular and shit.
But dude, I gotta say that I like the later Motorhead records better than their early shit that's like popular.
I don't know what Motorhead's doing. I mean, they're probably the same. Like, a lot of people don't change, but generally they're fitting in with their original audience, and that's not like that's some suspended youth shit, dude.
Yeah.
Lemmy's got a cool bass.
I mean, you're talking about changing and growing up. No one else does, I guess, so fucking, it's up to you, man. You can be a doctor if you want. You can do anything.
Well, I mean, it seems like all the biggest rock bands right now are all old as fuck. So it's like, all right.
If they're lucky
enough.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
If they're able to still, like, talk to each other and play in a band, they're lucky. Sure. I'll do that, too, if everyone wants to.
Like, I mean, like, my favorite bands are all fucking 45 and shit, you know? Some of them are old, like, really old.
Well, will you even appreciate if new young kids play cool music?
I would appreciate it.
What's the youngest band that you're a fan of?
Graveyard is in their 20s.
Yeah, I was thinking of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, younger bands that I like. I like Red Fang. Did you see that Red
you
Fang?
You do pay attention to a lot of bands.
Yeah. Like, did you see that Red Fang video, Wires?
I saw that.
No, where am I going to see this?
Dude, it's a fucking awesome video. Like, I don't watch many music
Where do you
videos.
See these videos?
YouTube.
Oh.
But...
What do you search? Video?
It reminds
How
me
How do you
of,
know
like,
who to look up? You just write in, like, video
I don't
from
even
band.
Know. You know what? Carl came over and played it for me.
See, it takes a friend, and I don't have those.
But it reminds me of, like, the Land Speed days, you know? It's just these dudes, and they get a check from their record label to do a video. And then throughout the video, you just see, like, the balance just declining, and they're just buying all this shit. And they go to like a Wawa and get like 40 gallons of milk, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And they buy like this piece of shit car for $500, and then like as soon as the song like kicks in, it's just a fucking piece of shit car hitting 40 gallons of milk, and it just explodes everywhere. And then they're like hitting all this, like, dude, it's a clever
video. Who directed it, them?
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, just whoever.
So it's a cool video. How's the song?
The song's cool too.
What if the song sucked?
But you know what? It's like, did you ever hear a song and you're like, this song kicks ass, and then you see the video and you're like, oh, that was a letdown.
Yeah.
Like this song,
people say that about the Afterworld video.
But like fucking, I heard the song first and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then when I saw the video, I liked the song even more because it just made sense.
Yeah, cool. You're lucky. Most people get distracted by the video and think they like the song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it used to be. What do I know? If people are seeing videos, I don't know what channel to watch. The videos I'm seeing are on VH1 Classic, which is...
I mean, most times, more often than not, I hear a song that I like and then I see the video for it and I'm disappointed.
So bands still can create sort of a buzz.
So can bumblebees, man.
It's true.
You don't give a shit. Everyone, you know, I'm allergic, so... What do you want to do? Do you want to play a song by Cleveland? The buzz is all the rage.
Yeah, let's put on a track.
Let's create a buzz for...
And we'll try to create a buzz.
Yeah.
Unplug your mic, like, halfway. All right. What do you want to play? The only one?
Yeah, how about we do that one?
That was recorded here.
Yes, it was. It's the most recent one, too.
Isn't it? Recent to when? Recent to now or to the future?
The end of 2012, pretty much.
Yeah, it won't be recent to the end of time, though.
No.
This is the only one on Radio Jess. Sirius Faction. XM.
I feel you.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a moment. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
And we're back.
And begin.
Bam, where you been, dude?
Bam is traveling.
That's not Bam, is it?
You're supposed to be Bam.
Okay, I'm Bam.
Yeah.
What's up, Bam?
Hey, I just got back from shooting Jackass.
You're way more laid back. Shooting what?
I don't know.
Jackass.
Jackass shit.
What is that? Where he is?
I don't know.
I heard they were filming a Jackass 4.
Yeah, they're doing 4. I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Which?
What? I haven't heard any of the skits. Are we allowed to say any? Do you know any?
No, I don't know any. But it's gonna be weird without Ryan.
Yeah.
Know? But. If we stop doing it, I'm sure Ryan would be the first one to call us all pussies.
Matt, what's up?
So that was your song, dude.
Yeah, that was the new track.
That was you on bass and you on guitar and keys, right?
See?
Matty J on all those instruments with Murray Gay. Murray Juice, is that what he goes by?
Yeah, Murray Juice.
Murray Juice on the drums. Murray was our keyboard player at times. Murray was a good friend. He still is.
Murray is a fantastical drummer, man.
He is. He was a good friend.
And that was Cleveland on vocals. And Cleveland is like the... he's the Twitter king.
Okay.
Everybody. If you notice, I mean, everywhere he goes, he's tweeting about everything.
Jazzy, you refuse to tweet, huh?
Not into it.
You think it's because you have kids?
Like,
I don't think you're supposed to tweet if you have kids. Like, you should just talk to them, probably.
There's, like, a whole shitload of fucking reasons that I don't like those sites. Because they always switch. One's really cool for 2 years, and then it's gone. Yeah.
You just don't want to get addicted to something. You don't want to lose something.
And no.
You set yourself up to...
I hate the comments. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
just not interested in hearing someone's reply to what you have to say.
There's never a good reply. It's always like, cool, or, that sucks. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me mad.
Yeah. I don't have one either. I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, it's...
The pointless comments...
There's
like
three...
Maddie, you have a Facebook. You're the only one in here.
Yeah, I'm more of a Facebook person than Twitter.
Yeah.
So...
I use the Twitter.
Yeah.
I just, like, if you ever wrote something really awful on there or really awesome, it would probably be, cool, that sucks. You know, like, our tour bus just flipped into the woods and caught fire. I'm the only one that's alive. Oh, that man, sucks. That's a bummer. You know, like, that's probably what someone would write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the point is to, like, read what they say. I think it's to get out what you want. I'm not sure.
I think it's just a lot of mindless writing text for no reason. Like, I don't know.
It's
just
little steps towards fame that everybody wants, you know?
Yeah, and everybody...
It's a very, like, lazy way to like, feel, you know, the fulfillment that, like, fame might give you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, these people care about me.
And that's another thing. I read some of these Twitters, and it's like, at the mall buying clothes...
Cleveland right. tweeted.
Who gives a fuck?
Cleveland tweeted the other day, and this pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
This is why I'm pissed off. This is why I'm pissed off at production in Cleveland.
Uh-oh.
Cleveland fucking tweets, and like I don't know why I even fucking look, because he told me that production made him chicken and stir fried fucking vegetables. Now we all know. We're talking about it. It's what the dude ate one day. He showed a picture of the chicken. I can't get that fucking stupid chicken out of my head.
Oh.
For no good reason. Well, why do I have to know this stuff? Like, I need space in my brain for other shit than that.
I couldn't imagine taking a picture with my phone of my meal that I'm about to eat.
Yeah.
And sharing it with the world.
It would only make less sense if I tweeted what they ate two days ago.
Yeah.
Ryan and production ate chicken 2 days ago. That's worse. But Maddie, did you care? Did you read that one about their chicken? The funniest part about it was that they're cooking chicken in Bam's kitchen while he's away working.
I think that's funny.
They're like, that's the funniest part is like They're in his house cooking chicken. That's rude, dude.
Like, I hope when Bam gets home, like, they're all excited and, like, you know, rev him up and
make him happy.
Oh,
sure. They can't
there,
wait.
You know? Like, what's up, Bam? You know, like, we're here for
They're
us.
Not happy he's gone by any means. You know, he'll bring the fun. But they're trying to have fun without him and, like, revving themselves up for him to come back and, like, want to party with them. But he probably won't want to have anything to do with it. Like, what if he comes back and can't stand the fact that production just moved in while he was away?
Yeah.
Like, production actually moved in while Bam was away.
Didn't he ask Bam if he could, though?
Bam texted me the other day. He's like, is production living at my house? Like, what is he doing? And then he tweets, production tweets, like, just made $1,000 today. If you made $1,000, go get an apartment.
Go get an apartment. Yeah.
Fuck, man. I mean, I get it. Like, let's live at Bam's. It's fucking fun. I don't even know why it's my business, but something pisses me off. Maybe it's because I already have the responsibility of a house. Like, I'd like to go live at Bam's then.
Yeah,
fuck
and
this.
Live worry-free.
Yeah. The only thing you gotta worry about is, like, Bam might get pissed off and get over it real quick.
Yeah.
But it could be fun for Bam because they're both kind of like bachelors. Well, no, production has a girlfriend, but like they're fun. I mean, they could be fun to be around, maybe. You know,
Cleveland and production.
Yeah,
yeah, they're good guys.
They're like going to the gym. They're gym buddies now.
They're good guys, but like for how long?
Well, Shipyard used to live there.
Guy?
He like did yard work and mowed and stuff. You know,
there were cows across the street. They mowed.
You know what's funny? If you go on, like, MapQuest or one of them, and you zoom in on Bam's house, it says shit... he mowed Shitbird into the lawn so big that you can see it from a satellite in space.
How did he know the day that it was going to happen?
He didn't.
That's awesome.
It's pretty funny, though.
What was? So fuck... Are you going to get a Facebook, Jess, if you ever have anything to, like, sell on eBay or something?
I can't. I'll just make somebody else get it. I don't know. There's 3 fake me's on there.
Are you friends?
No, I hate it, man. Like,
do you pay somebody to run it?
No, it's some asshole that's like...
Imagine, like, you don't only have your own Facebook, but you have a fake Jess Margera Facebook that you have to keep up with.
And I
like,
why
would you do it?
I looked on the wall.
Bam just walked by.
It was really creepy. No. It was even more creepy than that. It was like, just got back from the park with Ava and Scarlett.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's
and
creepy.
The kid is like 15 or something. Like,
is it a guy or a girl?
I think it's a dude.
Oh, that's kind of worse.
And yeah, it's really weird.
Do you think
it
you
sucks.
Probably met him at a show? Like, he's probably like,
know,
what's up, Jess? And you're like, hey, man, what's
fucking
up?
Fucking creepy, man. I don't know.
Drink beer.
It's really weird.
Someday we'll kick it and have a beer. Going to the bar? No, I'm 15. Oh, I'm going to the bar.
You want a beer?
Got any Yingling?
Oh, man.
So, Bam, what's up, dude?
Yo.
You have to change your voice.
I don't know. I think my voice is changing.
What's going on Christmas?
We're playing a show.
That on the 18th, we're doing a Christmas with CKY. That's going to be funny, huh?
Make it snow.
That's a cool... I think it's going to be cool if you make it snow.
Dude, our shows at the TLA when we did Christmas were fucking... Those were some of my favorite shows. I made my drums look like Clark Griswold's house.
They were good, lights. Fun feeling, like... healthy spirited shows. However, I had a fucking fever like of 104 or some shit. It's called a fucking fever.
It's called a fucking fever and I ain't going.
Yeah, I went. And they were still fun, even with a fever.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. But this year it's in Reading, PA.
Yeah.
And it is CKY's last show. In the U.S.
Yeah, I think
in the
U.S. it is.
We are booked to play Soundwave Festival in Australia. It's been since June, we played Download Festival. And it's a few months later. And, right, June?
Yeah, June.
So we haven't played since the summer. And we're playing a festival... Well, we have one rehearsal,
which is a really good festival, man.
Sound.
It hits every major town in Australia.
Well, I love playing in Australia. I really do love Australia, actually.
The place is great.
One of the best places ever.
Mastodon's on it, System of a Down.
I'd like to move to Australia, dude.
I wouldn't mind moving there.
Yeah, it was one of the best places we've ever been, I think.
Yeah.
I like New Zealand, too.
New Zealand's cool looking.
I like it, except for the earthquakes.
Oh, yeah, you were terrified, dude. You thought, and wasn't there one?
Yeah, I had such earthquake paranoia.
Wasn't there one right
after
we left? Sixth
floor. Yep, and as soon as we left, Wellington got one.
Crazy. As soon as we left Moscow, a fucking train blew up. The same one we were on.
As soon as, well, no, not as soon as we left Japan, but a little bit, a couple months after we left Japan. Huge earthquake. We just leave destruction everywhere we go.
Or leave before destruction. The only destruction that happens is like on our tour bus.
Mother Nature's
or in the hotel room.
The hotel room is a lot of destruction that happened. Last time we were in Australia, Darren broke the window out.
That was a disaster.
And the broken glass went all over the pool.
Yeah. How did we get out of that?
I saved it.
How?
I saved it for everybody.
How?
Well, the people that had the resort where we were staying at.
Resort.
They were about to call the police. And
that place was fucking weird.
We were all outside, and a couple of guys were a little upset, crying, and I kind of told them that two fans came up into our room, and they got into a fight about something from earlier in the day, and the one fan threw something at the other fan.
If you just say fan over and over again, they're like,
Yeah, and they were like, oh, really? And we were just telling them how we were really upset, and so, we didn't know any of this was going to happen.
If you're ever in trouble at any place, use the diversion that a fan, just throw that in there. A fan walked by, and the fan, like, it doesn't matter what they've done. Just keep saying fan. And
it worked, though.
And whenever you're backstage, you can always be like, I don't know, these fuckers came back here.
Fans.
We didn't know what happened. Yeah, these fans came in.
But I like how our crap-ass tour manager.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to be in a band, is to get fans to blame things on. You know, what would be the point? Get away with nothing. Get away with everything.
Chris Musgrave grabbed everybody
shout
in
out.
The band. Yeah, shout out to Chris. Because he was awesome, and he just drove away and let me handle it. And
he just drove away.
So that was great.
Oh, the tour manager just bailed?
He bailed. He didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Tour managers bail on us a lot when shit's going wrong. That's kind of the way they should deal with it, because when they get involved, like, no matter what is going on, if they're not even involved, we end up blaming it on them when we get over it. We all just blame it on the tour manager. They should just stay out of it.
Remember when you broke your ass bone and our female tour manager was like made us drive her boyfriend home or new boyfriend?
From the opening band.
Yeah.
Oh, when I broke my ass and was so doped up from the painkillers and sitting on a fucking donut for God knows how, we drove 2 times across the country, following around the bass player from the opening band because our tour manager was fucking him, and I was... I don't know why you guys didn't pull over or go the other way. You're the guy with geography.
Actually, you know what? You guys all lived in California, and then I just went home to PA.
So, oh, you left.
You know what? I wasn't even on. Like,
you
I just
were,
heard about the bus,
oh, right? Darren, they don't know where we're at, and we were fucking driving around, and fucking, I'm sitting in the back, doped up for 3 days.
You know what? Yeah, if I was on that bus, I would have been like, where the fuck are we going?
And then I fired the girl.
Colorado.
And flew her right out of Aspen.
Yeah.
That was it. Right out of Aspen from a teeny little airport. Her plane had to go straight up like a helicopter. That's how they fly out
of
it.
I've flown those little planes in Colorado. It sucks. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Had to shoot straight up and then take a hard right.
Yeah. I'm not good on planes anymore.
No? You're not into your iPod anymore.
No, I mean, it seems like every company's hurting now, and they're all cutting corners. But when the airlines cut corners, people die. You know what I mean? And it's like, every time you turn on CNN, there's some kind of plane incident, which didn't happen before, you know?
Jess, you got a call. Hold on. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, is Jess by any chance with you?
Yeah. Hold on,
Okay, thanks.
We're taping a radio show. He's right next to me.
talk to him. It's kind of like important.
All right. Well, you can let him know. Jess is on the phone with his mom. Maddie?
Yes?
What are you going to be for Christmas?
I'm not sure what I'm going to be for Christmas, because I was thinking about what I was going to be for Halloween, but I think Thanksgiving's coming up, so I need to know what I'm going to be for
that. What
are
you going to be for Thanksgiving?
I was thinking about being a turkey, but...
That's so obvious.
It's so obvious, so I was thinking about being a fox.
That's sly, dude.
It was pretty sly.
Very sly.
Speaking of sly, I was playing paintball the other day.
Rocky.
We should all play paintball. We should do a paintball thing. It's pretty fun.
That sounds fun.
It would be fun. Like, it's really cool.
I haven't done that ever.
It's, like, pretty cool, I guess.
All right, we're playing a show coming up. This is Shipbird, not CKY. This is Shipbird versus Shat.
So they ship for Shat.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Ship for Shat.
You are playing.
It's going to be me and Hannah doing double drums again.
Where?
At Reverb in Reading.
In Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Jess is playing with Shipbirds.
And Maddie J.
And Maddie J. Who else is on the bill?
Shat.
Shat is, and that's the band that has done many, what are the songs? What's like, some song names?
Show Your Tits, I Fucked Your Wife, I Threw Up on Her Cunt. what else?
They sound like they're getting old.
I was eating really gash growing. Then splash, splash, splash.
They're really growing up. They're not slowing down, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, dude, they put on a good ass show and they got fucking dildo helmets and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have, like, we played with them years ago.
Yeah, they opened for us at Burchill in Jersey. Remember that?
I remember that place.
Yeah, I like the root beer. Birch Hill. Sounds like they would have good root beer. No?
Birch beer.
Oh, birch beer.
Yeah.
That show's on Black Friday, though?
Yeah, it's on Black Ooh. Friday.
That's cool.
That's racist. it's in... Yeah.
It's Mexican Tuesday.
Yeah, actually. I think it is.
Oh, it's the same thing? Mexican Tuesday and Black Friday?
Maybe. I don't know.
They're not on the same day.
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know that song. Black Friday is the day that everybody goes and shops for stuff on flat the same screens. Day. Why would everyone want to shop on the same freaking day?
Why are flat screens so cheap on the morning of Black Friday?
Like the morning, like 3 in the morning.
And yeah.
Fat spleens are so expensive.
Fat spleens. Yeah. So yeah, if you're anywhere near Reading, Pennsylvania, come to the Shipyard Show on Black Friday.
But for all the people that are in Greece and Turkey and Australia and all the other places.
Greece is having financial problems, and Italy too.
They can probably see some of it on YouTube though.
True.
So.
Italy.
So what should we play?
The Ship for Shat song. They didn't do a song.
Let's do Uncle Matt singing with Viking Skull, Hold My Pint.
What's it about?
It's about when you're at a bar and if you see a girl and you ask her to hold your beer while you go take a shit. And if she's still there when you come back, then she's the one.
She's a keeper.
She's a keeper. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so this is Hold My Pipe by Uncle Matt with Viking Skull on Radio Band.
That keeper's Radio a Jess. Chimney sweep. Radio Jess. Radio 20, Jess.
40, 41, faction.
Is it 41?
Yeah, it's 41 now. Right?
What is it, XM? 52.
Is it? That's too confusing.
No, it isn't.
So just say, on faction.
XM Sirius. Sirius XM.
That you got, but kicked you in the balls of pride. was your name? Sad times when no one appreciates your manners.
Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Is Ben in the band, Ben? Jess?
Yes. Well, for this show.
Ben's in the band.
This show is going to be Black Cowgirl Shipbird Big Band.
Prove it.
Big Band? It's going to be a big band.
I mean, Shat's playing too.
Prove it.
Yeah, well, Shat's going to open and then Black Cowgirl Shipbird Big Band. Shipbird and Friends.
What does the name Black Cowgirl mean?
It's rare, right? To have a black cowgirl. I don't know.
It's rare to have a steak.
It's just a
around here
a name for a band.
Oh, chicken. So, Matty J, what's it like to say your first few words on Radio Bam? Yet you've sat with a mic on.
How many
like
shows?
Times.
I've been on a ton of shows.
You've never said a word though.
No.
So no one really knows.
You're just like laugh track.
No, not even.
You're not even laughed at.
No.
Is your favorite part the silence? Do you think you've created that?
No, nobody
I'm
talks
there for,
to me.
I'm there for the silence. Every time you don't hear anything, that's me.
No, I like to talk. Nobody wants to talk to me. So
I want to
I'm
talk
not gonna,
to you, man.
Well, no, I'm doing a lot of talking today because you guys are talking to me. But usually if nobody wants to talk to me, I'm not going to just go out of my way to make noise because it's annoying.
Matty J, you remember in Amsterdam when CKY played over there? You were having so much fun. Did you know that they banned Taurus? Jesse sent me the link.
Why? Yeah.
I wasn't really that bummed out because I've done it enough.
And I'm sure if you go to the right spot, they'll.
If we're not playing there, it's just like.
I think trendy ones, sort of, what is it, Bulldog and stuff?
They're going to be hurting. They banned Taurus from smoking, from
weed
buying, or frequenting the coffee shops.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go into a coffee shop and get weed if you're not from the. If you're not part of the Dutch club.
So you need like a license or
you have to
an
live,
ID.
You have to be Dutch. You have to live there, I guess. And you have to join. You have to be like part of it. Like, you can't just even walk in. You need to register and shit there.
Well, my
but
first...
it's to prevent the drugged out tourists.
My first time there, I guess this is probably why. Because I
you were
smoked
one of them.
So much weed.
That they banned
and
pop for good.
That right before we went to play in the restaurant, I think Jess was there.
Yeah. Oh.
I was like, oh man, I'm not feeling good. I went up to go to the bathroom because I had the spins. And next thing you know, I woke up and Jess and Bam and Missy and everybody was like around me. Like it was like a fisheye. It looked like a fisheye. People were like huddled over me. And I was like, whoa. And you guys. And you. So I went to the hospital And we still didn't go on yet. And I'm in the hospital, and they gave me hot chocolate, and they're like, "Oh, this happens all the time. Here you go."
So maybe the hospital's sick.
You went to the hospital for their hot chocolate,
and they gave me hot chocolate and told me to go because.
But dude, that was the weirdest sight ever. Like, we're all just eating in the side cafe next to the club where we're playing, and you're just like, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom." And we're like, "Okay, whatever," you know. And then we just look, and we just see your feet. Like passed out on the floor, like on the corner.
But I still made it to the gig, and I was there.
Yeah,
so I get props for that.
And
you did.
Our old bass player, our old Matt.
Yeah,
the first time we played Amsterdam with him, he was so high, dude. I don't even know what the hell he was playing. I think he was playing like Close Yet Far when we were all playing Escape from Hellview or something. Like he was in his own world because I think he. Took mushrooms too and smoked weed.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, we left him alone. You know, he freaked out so bad we just let him go on his own.
He was freaking so. You could just see his eyes and like his brain was about to melt from just. He was having a million thoughts per second or something, you know? Like. And then your friend Jenna was there and she just kind of makes it even more paranoid.
And she's hippie type who's just like, everything's going to be okay. You're just tripping.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone goes through this. What you're having is a freak out.
Like, I was freaking out just listening to her talk to you.
You're freaking out right now. Yeah. I know everything is crashing in on you.
Yeah. Like, we kept calling her paranoid coach because she was just coaching him into like even worse, but like, don't worry, everything's gonna be okay. And that's not what you want to hear. When
I've been through this,
out.
And you probably think your dog is dying right now.
Yeah.
Man, poor Dice.
Yeah.
I don't think he smoked pot again after that.
I wouldn't if I was.
I remember we had to walk him around. Who was I with though? Was it
Murray?
Just Vern, or was it?
No,
Ben?
We all were like, "Hey, Matt, what can?" And you had to not make eye contact because that
took
freaked
him
out.
Yeah, we took him to get a donut. I said, "What's gonna make you happy?"
Ice cream.
It was a donut. He wanted ice cream.
Yeah,
the only thing that would make him happy.
Yeah.
What do you want, Matt? What's gonna make you happy? Ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice cream. And we were like, oh no.
Yeah.
He's really
And I
far.
Just remember him licking the ice cream cone with
no,
such
we didn't,
determination.
We didn't find ice
no,
cream.
No, I think me and Jenna got him ice cream
oh,
later.
We split off to try to get Dice's food as fast as possible. I found the quickest substitute was a donut.
Yeah.
I'm like, that, I don't know, kind of looks like ice cream or some shit. Whatever.
It's a sweet.
Yeah, it's got something to do with ice cream, I think.
Yeah.
So I go, there's like all these great looking donuts on the street. It's like 3 a.m. Matt, which donut do you want? He's looking around, trying to pick the best donut, like tripping out, like, oh, God, that one. He looks, points right at this like chocolate, pink sugary coated donut. He gets it. He just stared at it coming towards him. And he loved that donut.
Yeah.
He loved that donut.
Well, very similar when we got him ice cream. He was like, he had a vanilla cone. And just picture like a whacked out, glassy-eyed zombie licking an ice cream cone with such determination. Like, I'm going to beat this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chad, you going to play something?
Yes, on iTunes, I've got some songs on iTunes. I put this whole Rudy and Blitz thing. I could have played something like that because I never played around Bam, but because he likes to rap. But no, I'm going to play a song from Bam's movie. This is Bam's show. Jesse, remember we went to...
Oh, dude, that was one of my favorite trips I ever took, I think.
It was a good time, unexpectedly. Well, I expected a good time, actually. But Franz was there, so... No, it was fucking great.
We're on snowmobiles in the, you know, Finnish wilderness, northern Finland. Oh, dude, it was awesome.
We went looking for Santa Claus, and it was a quest. Like, we really didn't know the outcome.
Dog sleds and shit.
We really went on that quest looking for Santa. We finally made it to his place. I think everybody felt, like, truly rewarded once we got there. I don't know if it's because we were closer to going home, but at that point, we were freezing, and I think we all had a good time. Bam, they had a little pussy kids here, but...
Yeah, I remember I got so drunk at that Finnish the bar in Helsinki that Andy McCoy tucked me into bed. Which, like, what does that say about me?
Yeah.
Like, that dude is hell on earth, and he's tucking me in, like, Wow.
Don't teach your daddy how to fuck.
Yeah.
He sounds like Dracula, man.
Yeah, dude. He's.
I want to suck your blood. I want.
How dare you talk to your husband while you're at work? To the bartender lady, remember?
You are talking to your husband.
Yeah. Give me a Bloody Mary spicy. Very, very spicy.
Very, very spicy. I want to suck your blood. Very, very spicy. So this is a song I did called Where the Fuck is Santa? It's the theme song, and throughout the verses, it's all about the trip. It's exactly, I didn't see the movie edited when I was doing this. I just wrote it from memory. And a lot of the shit in the song is definitely in the movie. There's a part about, like, shitting out an eye. You know, in every Christmas movie, you need Novak to shit an eye out. That makes it Christmas.
And Christmas is coming up, so it's very fitting.
Yeah. there's a lot of fitting stuff in this song. Relative to that movie probably will be airing forever, hopefully, right? It's a funny movie.
Yeah, it's a good Christmas
movie. It's totally different than the trip we were on. In fact, like, when I watched that movie, it's a different version of the trip, I think, than what I felt like it was going to turn out.
Yeah. I know, watching the final product was, like, weird.
Yeah. Definitely weird. But we had no idea what to expect the whole time. Totally different trip. This is Where the Fuck is Santa? It's on iTunes.
We'll cross him off our list, so we'll never be missed. Now we're headed up north, yeah, you get the gist, yeah. One hell of a trip, yo, pass me that fifth. Where the fuck is Santa Claus? He won't accept our calls. Suit up and tag along. Fat man's in Lapland, to be exact. Tattoo that map, man, let's stay on track. Yoo-hoo, Santa, we're on our way. It's Batman's friend, yo, to save the day. Where the fuck is Santa Claus? He won't accept our calls. Suit up and tag along. Dogs and reindeers drink hundreds of beers. Yeah, rock stars, small cock stars, the Dudesons are here. Yo, shout out an eye, a holiday treat. So spend your Christmas with Bam. Nah, that can't be beat. Where the fuck is Santa Claus? He won't accept our calls. Suit up and tag along.
Jess, don't you have a record on iTunes? Or 12 of them?
Yeah, I got a lot.
Don't you have
stuff
a new
on
one,
iTunes
though?
Yeah, Daniel I just Davies. Did a record with Daniel Davies. He's the son of the Kinks guy. So,
son of a Kinks.
Which is weird because he doesn't really sound much like his pops. He sounds more like Zeppelin-y. So, I don't know. But yeah, check that out too. Daniel Davies, Hidden Faces.
All right, rock and roll, radio, just, Bam is in L.A. The show is taking a different turn. All right, rock and roll.
Behind the look of an unrepentant soul, rip the tune, the virtue does not grow. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.